Well, we talk a lot about food insecurity here. There are so many wonderful organizations that are trying to address that need and fill that void for people that don't have access to good, healthy, clean food. And of course, here on WJR, Food First Michigan has been a staple for a long time in drawing attention to this issue here in Michigan. Well, there is a vacuum still, because while the conversation has changed here in the Mitten, it hasn't quite caught on in other states. And that's where the folks at Food First Michigan are trying to make a difference at a much larger scale. And to talk about it is the co-host of Food First Michigan, Jerry Brisson. It's good to see you.
Great to see you too. You know, it's like being with the family, I have to admit.
You are family. Family that you want to see.
Well, that's right. We don't need the you know, Dr. Chris to talk about this. Yeah, we're all good.
Exactly right.
Dr. Craig, but you are so close.
Sorry, my mistake.
I thought you were just inflating me up a little bit. All right, that's okay.
I should have gone with that. I missed it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about First Food First Michigan. Hear it here on WJR on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. What has been the driving force for this show for so many years?
Yeah, well, Dr. Phil Knight is the driving force. So let's just start with, he's an amazing guy. He runs the Food Bank Council of Michigan. Everyone who meets Dr. Phil loves him, and there's a reason
Wonderful
for it, right?
Man. Yeah.
And so relationships is what Food First Michigan is built on. It. And really, there's a lot of people who want to argue about everything. But if you want to solve a problem like food insecurity, you've got to do a fair amount of listening. And you've got to listen to the people who've made a commitment to this issue from whatever perspective they're coming from. They've made a commitment. They're working on it. Now let's listen to why. What made this important to you? Mm-hmm. Food First Michigan brought those people to the table and gave them a chance to talk about their story, you know? So every guest tells a little bit about how they got where they are. They talk a little bit about what made food security important to them, and then a little bit about what are they doing now, right? So it's a format that really lets you get to know the people who've made a commitment to this. And we've had literally, obviously, hundreds of guests over the 9 years that we've done the show. We won a few awards, I want to just say.
Of course you did. Well deserved.
And so, you know, it's been a great journey of meeting people, letting our listeners meet them and really get to understand this from a lot of different perspectives, because we do believe you have to, if you're going to solve a problem like this, you've got to broaden your perspective.
You've got to understand the problem first.
No one has all the answers.
Right.
And you got to have collaboration over these silos a lot of times, too. I mean, because you brought together government, nonprofits, and healthcare and industry. So why does hunger demand that kind of all hands on?
Because it's so many people. I mean, the bottom line, and here's the thing, you can't solve it once. There are new problems every generation, mm-hmm. right? So the problems of the last generation have changed, and there's new problems now. So what worked before works differently now. I'll give you one huge example. When we started in food banking 50 years ago, most of the food was coming from food manufacturing, like Tyson, places that were creating food products.
Yes.
All those products go to other sources now. They've learned how to sell those products to dollar stores and secondary markets. And so all that food that used to fuel, if you will, food banks and the people we serve is gone. We had to completely change the way we source food. Okay, that's a new problem, right? Now, that's just one example. If you look at, I'll tell you what's going to happen with food and climate? Not trying to make an issue of it at this show right now, but it will. There will be changes that have to be made in the food supply chain because of that. That's new to our generation. Do I have the answers on climate? That's a different show.
Yeah, sure, right.
But if you have the answers, great. Tell us.
But the bottom line is every generation has new problems that have to be addressed. So some things stay the same, though. If you don't feed children, they don't do as well. Children have to be well-nourished, and you can't take your eye off the ball. So when you look at the food kids are getting in the classroom, is it the best food for them? Are they getting it in the right variety and quantity and things that really make them healthy? Those are things we've got to be focused on, no matter what other problems there are.
Sure.
So bringing the people in to talk about it, the people who are working on these feet-on-the-ground issues every day, who've made a life commitment to, this is why we think this is important. You get to go, okay, we got to think about the role of food security and employment. the role of food security, and we talked about education, the role of food security and health, even the role of food security and how it's affected by all the other government programs that help people. Mm-hmm. All that's got to be put together.
Sure.
And if you don't put it together, you're going to have people over here doing this and people over here doing that, and you'll never come up with an answer or a better answer.
So you're taking this national.
That's our goal.
This is a, you know, issue that affects everybody.
Correct.
And you guys are the only ones talking about it in this way.
I think that's right. I mean, you know, now there's probably somebody out there going, I've got a podcast. I mean, you know, there's a million of them. But I will say this. We have had and continue to have a great track record here in Michigan of getting the highest level government people, the highest level corporate people, the highest level education people. I think that we've had a unique ability to attract people who are influencers and real influencers, people that have a say over hundreds of millions of dollars worth of effort, who are at the table giving their point of view and saying, this is what I think we have to do. And when you follow that up with the other relationship building, like that happens at the Mackinac Policy Conference and some of the other things we go to, you start to build synergy. And as a result, the Food Bank Council of Michigan is doing 10 times as much as it was when we started doing the show. And that's because people support the work because they understand it better.
So it's Food Secure Nation.
Correct.
How do you take what you're doing now and then scale it to a much, much larger audience?
Well, the short answer is we start to add radio stations across the country. So we're reestablishing here at WJR. This is our headquarters and the you know, sort of our home where the whole thing starts. And then over the course of the next year, we will be adding radio stations as we can get sponsors. Obviously, we got to get sponsors and people that want to pay for it.
But then building those relationships in those states, in those communities,
exactly,
is going to be
huge. Right. Working with the food banks and the state associations and the education people, the people that really want to see this solved, and getting them to support the conversation.
And then making others aware. Right. Well, here's what they did in Michigan that
right,
worked.
Exactly.
Maybe we should look at that.
Uh-huh. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And you gave over the reins at Gleaners.
I did, yeah. So after 20 years, right? And Angela Maloney is my successor. She's the CEO of the Catholic Foundation of Michigan. Really, really great person. I've known her for a while. We've met several times, and she's gonna do a great job at Gleaners. I will say this though, just a quick thing. Leaders have to change. You no matter how good you are, have got to let other people lead, because you will be perpetuating your own mistakes if you're not careful, you know. So I do. I think it was the right time. I think Gleaners is healthy, and Angela's going to do a great job.
It's Food Secure Nation. You and Dr. Phil Knight will continue to do a great job as well. Jerry Brisson, thank you so much.
Thanks, Chris.
Have a
Merry
Christmas.
Chris.
That's right. Yeah, don't get it twisted. We'll take a break. More next on JR Morning.